Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. A good Monday to you. Let's stop right in our tracks right now because it is time for our network update. Roger Lundquist joins us as we catch up today with what's going on at about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon every Monday here on Your Network of Praise. There's some important stuff to talk about today, Roger. We are getting so close to Friendraiser, which begins March 18th.
That's right. 4 weeks from today, Friendraiser gets underway. And I have to be honest, Dave, it's been hard for me to think about the spring Friendraiser this past week as I was snowblowing hours at home. But it's really going to be happening. Spring is on the way, and our spring Friendraiser is just 4 weeks away.
Oh boy.
And what a special time it's going to be this year.
Yeah, spring has a nice sound to it, and we have some things that sound awfully nice coming up for this year's Friendraisers. We have a couple of things in particular we want to talk about today. First off, we got started, a week, 2 weeks ago, with our Glendive FM station, and now we plunge forward.
Well, that's right, Dave, and it was great to see KGLE FM 91.9 go on the air. Now we have 10 more stations to get up and running, and that ranges from new FMs in Montana and Wyoming and North Dakota and Utah to a station in a brand new state for YNOP. We'll be going into Nebraska with a station that is just east of Cheyenne, about 65 miles, in Kimball, Nebraska. So a big year ahead, and I think it's just so evident that God is enabling this to happen because there are so many who need the encouragement that can be found on Christian radio right now.
Mm. Okay. Boy, that's exciting stuff. My wife and I have been having this ongoing discussion. We are in a disagreement, Roger. I think we stopped in Kimball, Nebraska years ago for lunch. But I know we drove through Kimball at the very least. So that's neat to hear. We're going to be reaching that community.
Well, you'll have to take a trip down there once we're on the air and see if you can have your memory jogged there by a trip through town.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be so good to see those locations where currently there are no Christian stations available, finally having Christian radio with these new FMs. And you think, Dave, about all the comments we hear from YNOP listeners about how God is using YNOP's programming in their lives. Just think about all the people who currently don't have that, but who will have that later this year because of what our listeners do during Friendraiser.
Okay, excellent. And again, as we always do, we want to encourage prayer as we move forward to follow God faithfully and to see the resources needed come in and all of that. We'll be talking a lot about that during this year's Friendraiser, which again kicks off in 4 weeks. Now, there's something else we're going to be talking about during Friendraiser, Roger. This is exciting as well. This is the Helios Projects. Tell us about this.
Well, the Helios Project is an amazing idea that came from Dr. Woodrow Kroll. Mm. Many of our listeners will remember listening to him on YNOP many years ago as he was the teacher on the Back to the Bible broadcast. But after retirement from Back to the Bible, he decided that there was a growing problem, and that was there were a lot of people called to lead house churches and also larger churches in areas around the world who had no training of any kind. In fact, the current statistic is there are over 2 million churches around the world today that are being led by someone who has no training. And so he felt there was a need to make sure they were grounded in God's word, that they had good resources for their own personal training so that they could get ready to lead a church. And so he came up with the Helios Project, which is basically many, many hours of Bible teaching and guidance on what they need to do and what they need to know to lead a church, all put onto a solar MP3 player. Something our listeners, of course, are very familiar with.
Yes.
And so his goal has been to produce these solar MP3 players as much as manpower and money allows, and then to get them into the hands of people who have been called to the ministry but desperately need training. So we invited them to join us on Monday afternoon, a Friendraiser, during our Day of Hope, and they have set the goal with us to find the funding to train 300 pastors in Kenya and South Sudan who have been called to the ministry but don't have the training to be effective in it. And so this is really going to be exciting from noon to 6 during our Day of Hope. We'll be joined by Mike Murray from the Helios Project. He's going to join us in the studio to talk about how it all works, how our listeners can be involved, and we're really looking forward to that because you think of that, Dave, they make an investment one time into getting one of these Helios Project MP3 players into the hands of someone who has been called to ministry. That person will then be, over time, equipped to do the work that God has called them to do, and we can't tell how many lives will be impacted by each and every one of those pastors.
Exactly. You have these pastors who have a passion to tell others about Christ, but they don't necessarily, a lot of them, thousands of them, don't have any Bible or theology training, and we can make a difference in that. That's going to be a key part to this year's fundraiser. That'll be Monday afternoon from about noon to 6, so make sure you're tuned in for that.
Yeah, and I've actually been acquainted with the people who are behind this project for a number of years, and it's finally the right time to invite them to join us during Friendraiser. So be watching your mailbox. The Friendraiser newsletter will be arriving over the next couple days. If you're not on our mailing list, just go to ynop.org, and you can read more information about the Friendraiser and about the Helios Project. And then mark your calendar. It's going to be a very special week. We have a great time of ministry. Several people will be joining us during the Day of Hope on Monday morning, the 18th of March, to share how God is working in various parts of the U.S. and around the world. And then in the afternoon, we'll take that time to join forces and help equip God's people in Kenya and South Sudan to do the work they've been called to do.
Boy, at home and abroad, furthering the gospel. That's the goal of this year's Friendraiser. Again, it's March 18th through 21st. Watch for the newsletter. If you don't get it, as Roger said, just let us know, request it. We'll make sure we get it out to you. You'll also follow along with more information at ynop.org. Thank you for listening to our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon, right here on Your Network of Praise.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org. So you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.